Come on, human. Where are you? I need you. Oh, there you are. Oh, you're in your PJs. What if I had summoned you when you were naked? Could you imagine? Did you really think you could call me over and over again without any consequences? What's that thing you say sometimes? How the turn tables? You know, you might be the first human who's ever been summoned. I guess you should have been more careful about leaving out your grimoire. I may have taken a look at it a few times, memorized a couple diagrams. Do you have any idea how badly you've messed up? Now, you are going to be my servant. Got it? Answering my every beck and call, doing my laundry, and... Oh, hey, do you feel okay? Oh, here, sit down on my bed. There you go. Easy, does it? I think you have summoning sickness. Oh, crap. I didn't think you'd have such a bad reaction. Keep one foot on the floor. That'll help with the spins. But you can lay down if you like. It happens to a lot of demons. Most people get summoning sickness their first time, although maybe not this bad. Let's see. You're not running a fever. It'll probably pass in a few moments. I don't blame you at all for being surprised. I don't think anybody knew humans could be summoned. Plus, I had to make some substitutions. Like chalk. There's no way I could afford real chalk, so I just used some spare diamond dust I had lying around. Oh, and I made your favorite snacks as an offering. And I chanted the words to one of the songs you had me listen to. That actually didn't work at first, but then I said your name, and a minute later, poof, like magic. I could probably get a doctoral thesis out of this if I ever went back to college. What, did you think I was a full-time succubus? What kind of girl do you take me for? And to think I was about to get you a glass of water. Just kidding. I know I haven't always been super forthcoming about my personal life. Earth is Earth, and pandemonium is pandemonium. But I suppose I don't have to be so guarded, now that I've gotten you in my apartment and all. Oh, speaking of... Ta-da! It's, cozy. I swear I'm not a slob. I would have tidied up a bit more if I thought the summoning was actually going to work. I'll just stick that back in the underwear drawer, and that, and those. It's laundry day, okay? You're looking a little better, and you're supposed to be my minion. Help me fold my shirts, at least. But yeah, I do summons as a side gig. It's like, when a human summons a demon without asking for anyone in particular, everybody in Pandemonium will feel the call. It's like a little migraine. You might have felt it yourself right before I yoinked you. The municipal government kicks a few bucks to volunteers like me who are on call to be summoned. It saves everybody else the headache, so it's like a public service. My 9-to-5 is as a hornsmith. Or at least I'm trying to make it as a hornsmith. Oh, right. So it's sort of like a cross between a manicurist and an orthodontist, if that makes any sense. A lot of demons like having exotic horn shapes, and it takes a lot of filing and stents to get them to behave, so most demons go to a hornsmith. The real money is in owning your own parlor, hence the summoning gig. It's usually pretty easy money while I'm asleep, until someone started calling me 5 nights a week. Relax. I'm not mad at you. If you feel bad, make it up to me. I don't know. Maybe you could brush my hair? I think I could order you, so you better be good. Don't be shy. You know me. After everything we've been through, you should be used to sitting next to me. There. Right where I want you. I haven't had anyone brush my hair for me since I was little. You're gonna make my mane all nice and shiny. It's a shame I'm just going to bed after this. So you'll have to do it all over in the morning before I go to work. Silly human. What makes you think I'm gonna send you home? You're sort of mine now. Don't you like brushing my hair? Don't pout. You should be able to tell when I'm messing with you. You know, actually, why can't I just have a human and it not be a big deal? I never made a big deal out of being summoned. I feel like after all the times I've come when you called, you shouldn't make such a fuss about sticking around a while. So, you want to know what this is really about? You haven't summoned me very much lately. Oh, what's it been, like 2 weeks? Well, I don't care if you've been busy. I've got my own life, but I drop everything at a moment's notice when you call. I've canceled appointments for you, people who wanted to pay me to work on their horns. Even if you had work to do, you could have summoned me anyway. I could have helped, or I'd have brought a book or something, or I could have played video games. Well, why couldn't I just hang out with you on the couch while you had stuff to do? I know. You didn't ask me to cancel my appointments. Not really. I just really didn't like the idea of some random person showing up in your circle. You're not a very good magician. You could have gotten hurt or scared off. What if you had a bad experience and you never summoned a demon again? It's never been equal between us. Never. And, like, sometimes I need someone to drive me to the airport. And my softball team needs another player. And, you know, I think you can tell that I'm not living with anyone. Don't look at me like that, like I'm some kind of hot mess. You're the loser. You're the one who's been summoning a demon for company. I'm not lonely. You are. I get summoned by lots of humans. I only called for you because it's your fault I figured out how to invert the ritual. That's a lie. There's almost no warlocks left who can summon demons. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry, okay? How am I supposed to know what I want anyhow? Nobody knows what they want. I feel like all I know is what I don't like. I don't like being treated like an inferior at your beck and call. And I hate feeling like I'm being ignored. We never call or text. Not that we can across dimensions, but I just imagine that you got bored of me, and my imagination kind of ran away from me. I don't want it to be like that anymore. I want a schedule. I want to know when you're going to want to see me. And I want to be able to see you when I want. It would be strange, maybe, but there's no reason we couldn't just be people together here in Pandemonium. We could go to restaurants together, go dancing, meet my friends, go on dates sometimes. And I want us to start sleeping over at each other's places. I want a drawer in your bedroom and room for my stuff in the shower and my own towel. No more hooking up. If you want to see me, then we're going to lie together. I want to fall asleep with my arms wrapped around you, with one of your thighs between my thighs. I want to give your stupid sleepy face kisses for no reason. I missed you. And you better make it up to me if you want this to work. And I want it to work with us. If I want anything, I think I want that. Really? Would that be okay if I summoned you every once in a while? You'd really make room for me in your life? Maybe we could alternate. 3 nights over at my place, 3 nights over at yours. 1 night off a week. Or if that's too clingy, we could do less. Aww. Come here, you big dummy. We'll have to sync our time zones. Were you just going to sleep or just waking up? Oh, sorry about that. I'll send you back in time for you to get ready for tomorrow. But that still gives us time. I'll get the lights. I want you to spoon me. Come on, get comfy with my butt. I can wrap my tail around your waist, and you can hold me in your arms. This is better. I feel good about this. About us, I mean. You're pretty sweet for a human, you know that? Thanks for coming. I missed you. I missed feeling your skin against mine.